Well, it is such a pleasure for me to welcome back to the State Department High Representative Kathy Ashton. The United States and the European Union are partners working together on, I think, every global issue and regional challenge that you can imagine. We're doing the urgent, the important, and the long-term all at once. And we are united in a transatlantic community that is based on shared democratic values and limitless faith in human potential. As always, Kathy and I had a lot to talk about because there is so much happening around the world at a time when people are standing up for their rights and demanding a say in their own futures. And both the European Union and the United States are very committed to advancing democratic values and universal rights. And we know how important that is over the long term, but we also know that right now those rights are under threats from repression and reprisals. We expressed our serious concern about the continued violence in Syria. The Assad regime has responded to peaceful protests by launching a brutal crackdown that has killed, by our best estimate, nearly 1,000 people already. They have embraced the worst tactics of their Iranian ally, and they have refused to honor the legitimate aspirations of their own people in Syria. President Assad talks about reform, but his heavy-handed, brutal crackdown shows his true intentions. In response to the continued violence, both the United States and the EU have imposed sanctions against senior Syrian officials. And today we discussed additional steps that we can take to increase pressure and further isolate the Assad regime. Our message has been clear and consistent from the beginning. Stop the violence and the arrests, release all political prisoners and detainees, and begin to respond to the demands of the people by a process of credible and inclusive democratic change. The High Representative and I also discussed efforts to protect civilians in Libya. The United States continues to support our efforts to implement the United Nations Security Council resolution. We're working with the EU to support the Transitional National Council, and we welcome the EU's decision to open an office in Benghazi and the ongoing EU support for humanitarian assistance. And for our part, we are working with our Congress to redirect some of Gaddafi's seized assets toward immediate humanitarian needs. Across the region, we are looking at many of the same issues from the very same perspective. And we have discussed a number of ways that we can promote investment and trade that would bring benefits to the people of the Middle East and North Africa. We also discussed Iran, and in particular, the efforts of the E3 plus 3 to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear